The thing that the wheels of the wagon fit into would be called a...
The wheels of the wagon from the axle.
Okay.
That would be the hub.
And
the hub would fit on the axle.
And the that you used to break the ground up with in the spring are called?
Plows.
What different kinds are there?
Oh, there are a lot of them. You mean mule plows or tractor plows?
Older plows.
They have a John Deere two-horse plow. And they have a Chattanooga two-horse plow.
What did that look like?
It was just a little heavy built than the John Deere two-horse plow. And they had them's the only two plows down here, and they had an Oliver. It was
that?
A two-horse plow. It was a plow you hooked two horses to. It had a point and a turn board on it and a slide, just like the John Deere, and just like the Chattanooga, and just like the others. And then they had some one-horse plows that was, they called a Boy Dixie. It'd break 8 inches. One horse pull it, and it'd turn over 8 inches. And those other plows was about 12 and 14 inch plows.
What other one-horse plows were there?
I believe they had one by the name of a Brittany. Had a steel beam in it. And they also had that in the two-horse plow. And those were the most common down here.
What about something that would break the ground up even finer than a plow?
That's dist. Use that after you broke it with the mules. You'd take the dist and hook two mules to them and run over and cut it up.
Anything else like that that has finer teeth?
Oh yeah, they had the drag type tooth there. But that wasn't used too much down here. Most of them stuck to the rolling dist.
Were there any other types of hairs?
The iron tooth hair. And they had a spring tooth there.
And say if you wanted to chop a log or saw it, what type of frame might you set it in?
Well, if it wasn't out in the woods and you could get it picked up, you could put it in an A-frame.
What would you call it?
In other words, it'd be something like that.
Oh, X-shaped?
Yeah. Lay your log in the top, see, and your legs should go down, you'd have a piece to brace them. I don't know what they called it. We never did do much like that. We'd go at the woods with a cross-cut saw, saw down a pine tree that lightning had hit and was going to die. And we'd just saw the tree up and load it on the wagon and the blocks and bring it to the house and take the axe and split it up and stack the stove wood.
What about when you were...
And that fireplace wood, we'd go out and find these stumps in the field or where they'd been dug out, and we'd take them up there and we'd bust them up and use them to cook syrup with and for the fireplace.
What about when you were working on your house? Did you have a sort of a thing built more like that
you'd... Oh, yeah. I call them horses. Two wooden horses.
The A-shaped?
Yeah.
Thing?
Yeah. With a piece running across them.
And you say you straighten your hair using a comb and
I always just comb my hair.
Well, a woman would use a comb.
Yeah. Rollers, I reckon.
Or a thing that has bristles on it?
Yeah,
comb.
Brush.
Huh?
Brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to...
I never did use nothing but a comb.
Well, if you were going to use this other thing, you'd say you're going to...
Brush my hair.